Hey, Alex. Hey, so I've got the customer on the other line. So she said that she had called previously, but I didn't see any notes on the account. Did you still want me to create a ticket and assign it to you?
I already made the ticket.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, here she is. Her name is Mary, and she just wants the virtual voicemail disabled.
No problem. Let me see.
Thank you. Here she is.
Hello?
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I've got a problem with my answering machine here.
Yeah, the voicemail, right?
This is Mary, yes.
Yeah, you were having issues with you wanted, what did you wanted the voicemail disabled completely?
I just went with Orangetap not too long ago, maybe a month, and I got the internet and phone service on my landline.
Yep.
And what's happening is, I have a Panasonic phone with a built-in answering machine, which I use. For some reason, the voicemail that's being provided by Archtop, that you can have an access code for or whatever, I never asked for. I never set it up on my phone. But what's happening is that's overriding my Panasonic phone, and nobody can leave a message for me. There's a message on there. It says voicemail message via phone company, and then you click up to see what it is, and it says they want you to put your access code in. Well, I don't have an access code. I never wanted one. I never asked for one. So that's the problem. It's got to be taken off on your end. And this happened to me before. I had Spectrum. My phone was with Spectrum, and the same thing happened. I had to call them, and they had to take it off on their end.
Okay. Let me just get in here and take a look, okay?
Excuse me?
I said, let me just get in here and take a look. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, I'm calling you on my landline because I didn't want to be, I mean, on my cell phone because I didn't want to be on that landline if you told me I had to do something, okay?
No problem.
Okay. You have the right phone number, right?
Yes, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the, you're talking about the one ending in 0013.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you. It's 845-802-0013.
0013. Yep, that's the one I have
Okay.
in front of me.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Sorry, just give me a few more moments here, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So I turned off the voicemail on our end, so it will use your actual phone for I was able to turn off the message on your phone, right? On our side, so it will use your actual physical device to receive those voice messages.
Okay. It looks like it. Yeah, that message is not there anymore on my phone. I'm just looking at it now.
Perfect.
This won't happen again, then, right?
It shouldn't. If it does happen to automatically go on again, I mean, you can just give us a call and you can put it back. But it should stay like this.
I don't know why they put that in there.
It's just a default, you know, because normally people have like a phone that, you know, doesn't necessarily have like a.
Yeah, they don't have a separate answering machine, but you know, if you do, and all of a sudden it just starts this starts happening, and you don't know why, you can't figure it out. So.
I apologize for that. You know, that sometimes I get it can be confusing sometimes. You know, because it's like having two different voicemails on the same line, but
yes,
you figured it out now. So
okay, so it shouldn't happen again, is what you're telling me.
It should now.
Yes. All right, thank you so much.
No problem, ma'am. You have a great and beautiful day. Okay.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye.